Hi, this is a dictation for Keisha Nelson, K-E-C-I-A-N-E-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8-15-1988. Date of accident 8-16-2022. Date of service is 11-6-2023. Ms. Keisha Nelson presents with a history of injuring at a work while she was a line worker during moving of the one of the engine block done wrongly, and with the twist that she had and the force of tangential force, she injured her entire spine. Since that moment she went, she has been having pain in the neck and the mid back, lower back, and the MRIs were found positive for herniated disc at the cervical spine C3-4-4-5-5-6-C6-7-C7-T1, as well as in the thoracic spine there is a bulging disc at T4-5, T9-10, T10-11, T11 and T12. In the lumbar spine also, the patient had involvement of L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. She denies any previous trauma or any accident. She also reports of severe pain in both the sacroiliac joints. However, the patient was advised to have injections to lumbar epidural, thoracic epidural, cervical epidural, and SI joints, but patient never presented herself with the injections ever. She also missed for 2 months, and she was last seen on 6-13-2023. After that, she did not show up since till 8-29-2023. The patient appears to be more concerned about disability and not working and getting free paycheck than curing her issues. She also doesn't want to see a surgical consultation. And however, the MRIs were positive. We believe that the amount of trauma will be almost like an automobile accident. So I'm not able to understand why so much damage happened. Unless there is a prior automobile accident, we could not explain 100% with the force of trauma. She denies any fall or any other accident. She also has not done chiropractic treatment that was ordered to her. Acupuncture she has not done. And she came for a visit. She reports that unfortunately she had a COVID 3 weeks ago. And she was quarantined, and she goes to primary care physician Junction Clinic, where she had a nose test and she rested at home. No medication were taken. No records are available for confirming these issues. Currently, she reports her pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and across the back is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, no shooting pain is reported to the buttocks or legs. Independently, she also reports some pain in the right hand and right, all the five fingers are feeling painful and numb. She reports of pain in the right hip, right knee, and right leg. Overall, 20% improvement is listed by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, and substance abuse and compliance history. The patient is has done more than a year of physical therapy in the past before coming here, and she has been advised about the injection treatment, laser treatment, infrared therapy, water treatment, hydrotherapy, as well as traction massage and stretching of the spine, yoga. All of these things have been discussed at length. For now, she's currently disabled and has her replacement and transportation. I have provided her with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect healing, Alavil 50 milligram at night for 30 tablets for help with the sleep, and Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets for help with the muscle relaxation. Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hour PRN, 15 days treatment, 30 tablets are provided. MAPs were reviewed and the labs were reviewed, and the patient is now taken off the narcotics since she is not a compliant patient. And last urine drug screen did not show the medication in her system. If the patient doesn't return for injections, I believe we cannot help much, and I will discharge her because she is out of state from Ohio, and the history and the physical findings are not meeting the findings. Physical exam revealed one blood pressure of 152 over 91, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 8/29/2023. Dictation number is 0831-048. The musculoskeletal examination is dictated again as follows. The inspection and palpation is from the template, while the spine tenderness is minimal in L4, 5 and S1 spine. Cervical spine range of motion forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, the Hoffman sign in cervical spine is negative. Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative. Distraction test was positive, Soto Hall test was positive, myelopathy sign is negative. In Roos test, in thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Berger test, CAM test are negative. Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, mild tenderness is noticed more on the right side than the left. And standing flexion test, iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Paper test is found positive on the right side and also on the left. Gonsal test is also positive bilaterally. And Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination is the same as previous visit. Please copy and paste. Diagnosis also. Thank you. Plan I have already discussed. Thank you.